1271.
1271, Northeast Sandy and 28th westbound.
Hey, 1271. So we heard from a supervisor that you may have had a passenger slip, trip, or fall on their way out of the bus. Is that correct?
That is correct. I tried to call a couple times and didn't get any response. I think maybe my radio wasn't working out at Park Rose, but yeah, I did make two calls trying to get a hold of you.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like you're in fallback. So when that happens, if you don't hear from us, you need to, since you were at the end of the line, give us a call by your phone, or you can always pick up the handset, wait and make sure the air's clear, and then push down to give us your block number and where you're at, and we'll reach you that way, because we need to be notified about this. Even though it was a slip, trip, fall, and she denied medical for the supervisor, we still need to be notified. So let's go ahead here, and it was at Park Rose. Can you tell me exactly what was going on?
Yeah, I got to Park Rose at or around 5:09. There was a lady on the bus. Wouldn't she have one of the rolling carts, you know, like the one where you bend the knee and you have the knee propped up? It's like a scooter, basically, and she had a walking boot. And I got the ramp out for her. The bus was, I had the parking brake on and neutral. I knelt the bus and got the ramp out. And there was a gentleman behind her waiting to exit the bus. And I asked him if he wanted to use the back door. And he said no, he had a question for me. So I was getting ready to address his question when I saw the lady had fallen outside of the bus. I didn't actually see her fall. The supervisor, Jeremiah, who was there, said he didn't see her fall either, so I don't know if she fell outside the bus or off the ramp. I asked her if she needed medical attention. She said no. I helped her back up onto her scooter. She was shook up, and I asked her again if she needed medical attention, and she said no. And I got back on the bus and put the ramp away and went to my layover spot, at which point I called immediately. And after not getting a response, after a few minutes, I went and talked to Jeremiah and let him know, you know, I wanted to make sure that I had done everything correctly.
Yeah, and like I said, since the bus is in fallback, if you're not getting a response from us, you can always use the phone in the break room, too, to call dispatch. But we need to know about those things pretty close to when they happen, if not right when they happen. So we'll go ahead, and I have an ACID number that's going to be given to you here. You're in fallback right now, so you're not going to be able to get it through text. So when you get to the garage, or the next time you get to the end of the line,
1068, I copy, turn to 8 with our copy, and ground sub offline. You have a good result. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, 1815.
Train 80.
Train 80.
80 leading.